If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's Wendy Snyder here with you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We here at WGN are celebrating America's 250th birthday this year. And during this Sunday show, I like to share some of the iconic brands that have been around almost as long as our country. Today, we're focusing on a Chicago company. And let's start at the beginning. William Wrigley Jr., the founder of Wrigley Spearmint Gum, 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 Wrigley Spearmint Gum. There are so many fun Wrigley commercials out there. We were having a blast looking at them. Anyway, so William Wrigley Jr. started out working in his father's soap factory in Philadelphia around 1870. After learning the ins and outs of the business, Wrigley began selling soap for his father in Philadelphia. He was only 18 years old. Then, in 1891, at the age of 29, Wrigley decided to set out on his own. And where did he move? He came right here, right to Chicago, where he continued selling his father's soap. Now, Wrigley came up with a plan to improve his sales and added free cans of baking powder if businesses would stock his father's soap. Soon, the baking powder became more popular than the soap he was selling. So he made the wise decision to change directions and started selling baking powder instead. Who buys baking powder? Unless you're a chef or something. In 1892... Wrigley began to use a similar incentive to sell his baking powder. He would include two packages of gum for free with each can of baking powder. The chewing gum soon became more popular than the baking powder. He then shifted his business focus again and began selling only gum. His first two brands were called Lot of Gum and Vassar. I did not know this.
Vassar?
Yeah. And a lot of gum. Wrigley used as much advertising as he could to let consumers know about his gum in what was a very competitive chewing gum market. Wrigley introduced Juicy Fruit and Wrigley Spearmint Gum a year later in 1893. These brands started his successful chewing gum business. Juicy Fruit and Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Wrigley pushed the Spearmint brand with more advertising, spending... Back in 1907, he spent $284,000. That was a huge amount back then.
It sure was. That's got to be a couple million today.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
Wrigley Spearmint was the top-selling gum in the United States in 1910. Wrigley's company became the largest gum manufacturer in the world. And then Wrigley diversified his massive wealth by investing in real estate. Purchased the iconic Wrigley building in Chicago, bought the Cubs, ever hear of them, which led to the creation of Wrigley Field. Now, William Wrigley Jr. died in 1932. Today, the Wrigley Company is owned by Mars Incorporated, continues a legacy as one of the most successful confectionery stories in the world. And I have a bunch of fun facts about Wrigley gum. First of all, during World War II, Wrigley gum was included in care packages that were sent to American soldiers overseas. At the same time, the company was adapting to offer sugar-free Orbit gum to consumers as sugar was being rationed. Do you remember Orbit gum, Schwani? I do.
Yeah, Orbit? I think so, yeah.
I think it's still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In 1915... Wrigley mailed a free pack of Wrigley's gum to every single person listed in the U.S. telephone directory, reaching over 1.5 million addresses. Now that is a businessman. And then, we know about spearmint gum. In fact, we have a, Eli, do we have another spearmint gum? Oh, you know, we'll play that next. I love these old commercials we came about. But now Juicy Fruit, there's a big mystery of the flavor. Wrigley Spearmint flavor is straightforward.
Do you want the Juicy Fruit song?
Yeah. This is groovy. This has Partridge Family written all over it, I think.
Boy, like far out.
Yeah, groovy, man. So the flavor of Juicy Fruit gum has been a guarded company secret. Chemists believe the primary ingredient is isoamyl acetate. It's a compound that naturally occurs in bananas and is sometimes referred to as banana oil or essence of pear. Isoamyl acetate. Because it doesn't taste like...
Watch your language.
Yes, I'm sorry. Because it doesn't taste like just one thing, the Wrigley Company describes it as a blend of lemon, orange, pineapple, and banana scents. And many modern fans claim the gum smells like jackfruit, which also contains isoamyl acetate. Sorry, I have to be careful.
I love Juicy Fruit. Now I want some. I haven't had some in years.
I know, but. And I love it as well, and it has it helped me quit smoking. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk more Wrigley gum because.
Again, I have a question after the break about Wrigley gum.
Excellent. Yeah. Because I'm a big Juicy Fruit fan, and we will discuss all their flavors, and maybe the Double Mint Twins will come up and visit us.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
There you go. Yep, that's what you read my mind.
All right, we'll continue talking next here on 720 WGN. Oh, refresh your taste with WGN Radio.
I wish everyone could see Schwani right now.
Are you rocking out?
The Schwani dance.
The biggest smile I've ever seen.
Life was so wholesome when Wrigley Spearmint Gum came out back in 1893. We are celebrating America's 250th birthday. And what is this called online?
Spirit of America is where you can find it.
WGNradio.com and look up Spirit of America. All the shows are featuring different ways that we are celebrating America's 250th. Someone has texted in and they texted, 815 texted in a picture and says, in my purse right now. And it's a picture of Orbit gum that is in their purse.
Yeah. Yeah, Eli, you have to understand, when you play these jingles, I feel young again. So I have to start dancing.
I take requests, so send me some suggestions throughout the week, and I'll make it happen for you.
All right, I will.
I love these old commercials. 630 said French children used to ask U.S. soldiers for chewing gum because Wrigley sent them to soldiers. 847, Wendy, when I was little, my mom chewed Double Mint. When we asked for a piece, she always took one and split it in half. I did the same to my kids.
We had Double Mint all the time at home.
That was our biggest one that we had, too. And I still am so mad at my brother, Chris, who's older than I am. We were in church one time, and he handed me a piece of Double Mint gum, and he said, do you have any fillings? And I said, yes. And he said, this is a really cool thing to do. Take the foil off the gum, fold it into a little square, and then bite down really hard where the filling is. It's the coolest thing. And I did it and yelped in the middle of church.
I was going to say that.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't, the fillings don't like that.
No, and those were metal fillings.
And I learned that, too. Yeah,
back
so
then.
Were mine.
Yeah.
Right. This is why I now have crowns and implants. Rather than the real teeth.
Yes. Now, did you have a Double Mint question?
Yeah, I was wondering, you've got all these great old jingles here. Did you have the one that went, double your pleasure, double your fun with Double Mint, Double Mint, Double Mint gum?
I bet Eli's looking for it as we speak.
I'm looking for it.
The Double Mint Twins.
The Double Mint Twins.
There were different versions of the twins throughout the years. And they got more hip as, you know, they became, as it got closer to the 80s and stuff.
Is this right?
Maybe a little newer.
Well, here's the chorus.
Yeah, this is a newer version.
This one's from 1987.
Oh, no, I'm going back 20 years before
that. Yeah, go 70s.
I'll get working.
All right.
Nice try.
How, like, just soothing all the gum commercials were. Seriously, it's just...
Well, they, you know, was the effort was to make you relax and feel good and enjoy it.
I guess. So classic Wrigley's flavors. Oh, I just very quickly want to tell my Juicy Fruit story. When I have tried to quit smoking like 6 times, and this time it's worked for the last 6 years. I haven't had a cigarette, although I dream about them and would have one right now if I did. And, when I quit, I use this contraption called the harmless cigarette. They're not paying me. I paid for it myself. There's no nicotine, no tobacco, no heat, no vape, no nothing. It's basically a pretend cigarette. And it, there's a little weight in there. And when you draw on it, like to inhale, that little weight moves and it feels like you're kind of drawing on a cigarette. So I would use the harmless cigarette and orange Nicorette gum. And whenever I had the urge for a smoke, I would take a drag on this harmless cigarette, pop in a piece of the orange Nicorette gum, and then ultimately it tasted so much like Juicy Fruit that I just got rid of the Nicorette gum and would do Juicy Fruit gum with the harmless cigarette, and I have not smoked in 6 years.
That is commendable. I salute you.
Well, thank you.
I mean it. No, congratulations. That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, and people honestly just keep trying. So Juicy Fruit has been wonderful for me. Then there's Wrigley's Spearmint and Double Mint. Double. Yeah.
You didn't see the video, but that was honestly horrifying for my
life. All right. Oh, really? Yeah, well, the twins, man. That's what it is. Yeah, the famous double-strength refreshing mint flavor. And then Big Red was their bold, spicy cinnamon gum.
Big Red? Yeah, I remember that.
And Winter Fresh, I don't remember. A cool, crisp, wintergreen mint flavor. I don't remember Wrigley's Winter Fresh. But they still have Orbit. That's sugar-free. Peppermint, spearmint, bubble mint, sweet mint. And Extra sugar-free gum. They have Polar Ice, Spearmint, Peppermint, and Bubble Gum.
My go-to.
Oh, they do have... Okay, I was about to ask. I don't recall a Wrigley's gum being a bubble gum like Bazooka bubble
gum. Oh, just wait. Just wait. They had Eclipse gum, which I love. Eclipse is really strong. Mm-hmm. They have Polar Ice, Spearmint, Peppermint, and Winter Frost. And then Wrigley's put out Hubba Bubba Bubble Gum. They did the Hubba Bubba. I said it wrong. Hubba Bubba, the outrageous original classic bubblegum flavor, strawberry watermelon, cherry lemonade, and then they did the Hubba Bubba tape, which was original and sour blue raspberry rolls of gum. I don't know if Eli, you, or Charlie ever had the rolls of gum.
That was my favorite.
Okay.
That was the pink one, right? Where you can blow really big bubbles with.
And you would just try to eat as much of it as you could all at once.
Yep, like, exactly.
Defeat the purpose of the tape. Just.
Yes. And the Hubba Bubba definitely kept its flavor way more than Bazooka. I love to this day, I love Bazooka bubble gum. It's so hard, and then you get it soft, but it loses its flavor in like 5 minutes. Hubba Bubba lasts a double... Hubba Bubba time. I'm done with that. All right. So the Double Mint Twins, Mary Vandeveld and I said something exactly at the same time, and it was from the past, and we said at the same time, boy, it's like we're the Double Mint Twins. So I don't know if anybody remembered that back in the day, but the Double Mint Twins were very popular, and they should bring them back, I think. So we celebrate 250 years. And the first flavors of Wrigley gum were spearmint and Juicy Fruit, and they were brought forth in Chicago, Illinois in 1893. Going back in time for that.